coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Pixels in the Animation is the next cartoon review podcast series in the Geekcast Radio Network's long history of review series. We've had Transformers, He-Man, and Mask as far as the cartoon review podcasts we have done. Now we bring in TV's Mr. Neil as he and TFG and Mike break down 9 video game cartoon series. Steve Megatron will join us for the Mega Man and Sonic episodes. We will be reviewing and analyzing every episode of the Mario, Zelda, Captain N, Mega Man, Donkey Kong, and Sonic cartoons. You can expect us to go in-depth and also talk about the game franchises that spawned these cartoons. So tune in summer 2013 as we find the pixels in the animation.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Barbecue fans, Heinz 57 sauces captured that natural hickory smoke flavor in a bottle. Mmm, that delicious, tangy, mouth-watering taste of outdoor grilling. Now can be yours in a bottle. Enjoy Heinz 57 sauce new hickory smoke flavor all year round. It's more than a steak sauce, a heck of a lot more. So you could have that great barbecue taste without the grill.
Hello and welcome to the 57th episode of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcaster Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, TFG and Mike, and this is the Season 2 DreamWorks Recap episode. I have Sketch 1984 with me. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We finally made it, dude. DreamWorks is done.
It was not a dream.
No, not at all.
Nor did it work.
No. No, not at all. Yeah, I just...
This one pains you so much that I almost wonder why you even thought it was a good idea to do in the first place.
Because I hadn't seen a lot of the DreamWorks movies outside of Shrek. Outside of the Shrek franchise, I had not seen a lot of them. And I thought, running down the list, I've seen all the Shreks. I had seen Ants. I had seen parts of the Madagascar movies. But honestly, the only good parts about those movies are the penguins of Madagascar. I had never seen... What?
Well, of course they're the good part. They're the part that got their own TV show.
I know, right?
Good stuff.
I had never seen Over the Hedge. I had pretty much resisted the Kung Fu Panda stuff because Jack Black is an animated panda. No thanks. How to Train Your Dragon, I think it looked cool, but I just didn't... I'm not a person that's into dragons and all that stuff. Unless, of course, you're talking about Grenamere. On Eternia, but B movie I liked. I thought that was interesting, and just some of the stuff I just like. Prince of Egypt, I up until we did that episode, I had never seen that movie, and I explained why in that episode. I'll say it again here. I'm spiritual, but not religious. You know, I believe in God and the devil and heaven and hell and all that stuff. And you know, I was raised to be a Christian. I consider myself Christian, but when I was younger, my stepmother basically forced me to go to church every Sunday and forced me to go to youth group every Wednesday, and somebody forces me to do something, I'm going to go the complete opposite way. So even though The Prince of Egypt is DreamWorks' version of the story of Moses, I just had no interest. After watching it, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great movie. Get Along Gang, it's just a classic cartoon. Road to El Dorado is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Tasmania, classic cartoon. The Adventures of Little Koala, oh my god. That episode 55 of the show. I had to record a segment at the beginning of that podcast to basically let everybody know by the end of the podcast, I basically lost my fucking mind because it was like 2:30 in the morning by the time Optimus Solo and I finished recording that show, and I just lost my crap. I just lost my shit. It was just, I don't even know what the hell happened. And then you and I, last week had done Flushed Away and Wolverine. Why?
We got Flushed Away.
Yes. Steve Megatron helped me out on Megamind, and I think he was on B-Movie as well. I know he was on Tasmania. We did that together. He was on Over the Hedge. You know, Optimus Solo helped me out with Mysterious Cities of Gold, and TV's Mr. Neal actually helped me out on Chicken Run. I'm sorry. I don't like that kind of stop-motion animation. I just don't care for it. But I just wanted to thank everybody, and I'm sorry it's taken us so long to get Season 2 of Tooncast Beyond done. It just... it burnt me out, people. I can safely say, up to this point, after watching all these DreamWorks movies, I only like DreamWorks for Shrek stuff at this point.
Oh, come on. Dragons, man. Dragons.
What?
Dragons, man. That was a good movie.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying, like... well, there's a dragon in Shrek. She's married to a donkey. They have dronkies together.
Best term ever.
I know, right? Just think, if Shrek was the ogre still, well, if Shrek was the ogre and Fiona was a human, they would be Hume-ogres.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Interspecies relationships today on Tooncast Beyond.
I know, right? Yeah. But no, I want to thank you. I want to thank, you know, JT, TV's Mr. Neal, Steve Megatron, Optimus Solo, everybody that helped out on hosting duties for Season 2 DreamWorks. You know, you asked me, why did you even do this? Well, I figured if Tooncast Beyond is going to have a seasonal thing where we do one theme for the entire season, why not do DreamWorks? And especially after Season 1. Season 1 was superheroes. I wanted to go in a completely different direction than that, but I didn't want to just use up all the action cartoons. Like, there are other, like, Transformers and He-Man, and, you know, there are other action cartoons. But overall, I'm pretty happy with Season 2, even though I lost steam after a while in it. I'm pretty happy with what we've put out and the episodes that we've done. It's just been an amazing run. I will tell the listeners right now, do not ask about Season 3 of Tooncast Beyond. I have no idea when it will happen. I don't even know what it's going to be at this point. I have marked something down for what it is, and I have something set, not in stone, but I do have something set up to what it will be, but it's going to depend on time. It's going to depend on what other big projects we're doing at the Geekcast Radio Network. As of this recording, we are currently amping up for our second Top 100 project. We are going to be doing the Top 100 Animated Films project.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll talk to you more about that off air, so you don't ask questions that I cannot reveal stuff on air about. So we're working on that. We've got some big things coming up. Year 5 is coming up for the network. So we've been online almost 5 years now. And
wow.
And on, yeah. Yeah. 2009 to almost, you know, next year is 2014, 5 years. What I find interesting and ironic is that Steve and I created the network, and we actually launched the network June 1st, 2009. We're basically on the same cycle as Woodstock, 1969, 1999. But yeah, we've been online 5 years. Tooncast, the overall brand of Tooncast, whether it was Tooncast Classic, the original show, or Tooncast Beyond, this show, we've had over 157 episodes between both shows. So yeah, the show needs to, I know it's been on hiatus and we're now wrapping up over the last 4 or 5 weeks we've wrapped up season two, but it's going to go on a hiatus again because I want to be able to plan it out. I want to be able to be excited for what the next season is going to be. You know, I don't want it to feel like, oh my God, I have to do this. Oh my God, I have to sit here and watch this movie that I just don't care to watch. You know what I mean? I want to find my excitement for covering animated films again, because a lot of the spotlights, a lot of the season stuff for Tooncast Beyond is film studios. Disney, Pixar, you know, some stuff from Universal, specifically Minion related. Love those Minions. but I do want to rediscover my enjoyment of doing this podcast, and right now I just don't enjoy doing it, and if I'm not going to enjoy doing something, I need to step away from it for a while. It's not gone. It's not dead. It will be back. I just don't know when. I've got so much other stuff I need to get done before I start up a new season of Tooncast Beyond. Do you have any other thoughts on season two or working with me or whichever?
Oh, it's always fun.
Yes, okay. Yes, it is.
Talk about cartoons. What's not to like?
Yeah, I know, right? And you had mentioned somewhere in one of these episodes previously about a certain snail movie.
Haha. I haven't seen it, by the way.
I haven't either.
I don't intend to until it's on home video.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry, I'd rather go to Pacific Rim 3 times like I did.
Well,
But I do need to see Despicable Me 2 still.
Yes, you do. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, man. Don't worry, though. It's doing real good in the box office.
Oh, I know. It beat out...
it's been killing everything lately.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we haven't did we even cover Puss in Boots? I don't think we did.
Oh, I don't think you did.
No, we didn't. I enjoyed Puss in Boots. I thought it was interesting. The Madagascar franchise, we did cover all three. We did kind of cover all three of those. I think what we said about Europe's Most Wanted is we hadn't seen it yet, so we can't really say anything about it. Rise of the Guardians, I haven't seen any of these movies that DreamWorks has out currently or has out in the last, I don't know, year or so. I have not seen. I'm really not a DreamWorks fan anymore. Rise of the Guardians, I didn't. Like, I saw the trailer, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's... Somebody will like it, not me. The Croods just...
Yeah, I didn't see that. I don't think I've seen a DreamWorks film since Dragons.
Oh, since How to Train Your Dragon?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I will say Puss in Boots. I mean, if you like the Shrek franchise, it's a nice little story for...
Oh, I did see that. I did see
Puss for that Boots. Character, so... Turbo... Again, I haven't seen it, but it looks like to me that they're just getting a superstar voice cast. And
I don't know, it seems like Ryan Reynolds is box office poison at this point.
Well, you know, there's always Van Wilder.
Yeah, go back to doing romantic comedies.
Well, he's got RIPD out.
Which also bombed.
Yeah, it did, but... I think the premise of that movie is interesting, and I like what's his name, James Hung, which is one of the avatars. He's like, "It's okay, I okay, nothing to see here. Go about your, you know that guy." Mm-hmm. I like him. DreamWorks to me, I don't like. The only thing I'm really interested in is something that's coming next year. I hope to God they do not fuck it up, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Ah. Yes, it will be interesting to see that.
Yes, your favorite franchise is getting a sequel, How to Train Your Dragon 2. The Penguins are actually getting their own movie. Yay, I will definitely be in theaters March 27th, 2015 to see the Penguins of Madagascar movie. Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming. Wow. They're even promoting, or at least on Wikipedia lists How to Train Your Dragon 3, June 18th, 2016. Wow. And I think the reason why Dragon is getting sequels at this point is because of the Cartoon Network series.
That has some of the best TV CGI I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I'm not that enthused by the stories.
Yeah, they're a little strange. Oh no. Oh god, some stuff for DreamWorks that is in development.
Isn't there a second Megamind in the works?
I'm looking. It's not listed here, possibly. Madly Madagascar, that was this year. But some of the stuff they have in development, Puss in Boots 2, The Croods 2. Puss in Boots 2, anything with that character
is really unnecessary.
Which one?
Both?
Well, Puss in Boots, I can see. That character's lovable. He's interesting. The Croods 2, no thanks. But then again, Disney made Planes. Yay. I'm reaching at this point. So, all right. Again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the listeners. Thank you for listening to the show. We will be back eventually sometime in the future. So for now, closing out season 2 of Tooncast Beyond, I have been TFG and Mike with
Sketch 1984.
Thank you for listening, and keep watching those cartoons. We will catch you next time.
Shut up. Shut up? Why, soit me. You don't think I'm the kind that would keep blabbing? Some people never know when to stop. When I'm told to shut up, I shut up. Shut up, shutting up.